And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your children will prophesy, your elders will dream dreams, your young leaders will see visions. Even on my servants of all genders, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth.
Each July, we focus on the beauty, balance, and wisdom of nature. The season of creation is our chance to recognize our role in caring for the planet and all that walks, swims, flutters, and crawls upon it. That responsibility is a divine request given to us by our Creator. This is also an opportunity for us to remember that we have a Creator. We, for all of our human splendor, are created. It's amazing how easy that is to forget. We too often think of ourselves as separate, as somehow above creation. We live in denial that we are but one part of a bigger world, a world we can't actually control. There are so many moments that hubris has humbled us. Climate change, deforestation, wildfires, coral die-off, animal extinction and displacement. Moments where our actions leave an imprint that will not fade away. You know, the pandemic was such a moment. 4 million COVID deaths counted worldwide, let alone those that were uncounted and unreported. In so many ways, it really stopped the world for a moment. And its impact on how we live and the impact of those no longer living, that will echo throughout generations. We are now 1 week away from returning to the sanctuary. Okay, well, 60 of us returning that first week. We expect to increase those numbers as the weeks move forward. And I do remind you, please use the sign up on the website. But we are 1 week away from returning. It is a weird experience, especially after years of reminding people, the church is not a building, it's the people. Well, I can clearly articulate that being with you people in that building is something that I miss. But now we also have people who've never been in our building and may never be in our building. Could you ever have dreamed that our congregation would span states and continents? So yes, we're returning, but not just to the building. We're returning not just to what was, but returning to what is now and what will be. Now, the concept of return is an idea that appears two different places that guide us this month during our season of creation. The idea of returning is a constant biblical theme. God's people return to their land after exile. God's people return to God after turning away. God's people return to the pursuit of the divine kingdom, of God's love still being done. Return shows up over and over and over in the scriptures. Return is also a concept that appears throughout the work of Jad Davenport. If you do not know him yet, Jad is a member of our congregation whose gift with a camera is also his livelihood. His work for National Geographic, Audubon, Smithsonian, these might give you a sense of his talent. But for all of the big names and accolades, he's a neighbor from down the street who, along with his family, calls Highlands UMC home. I asked Jad to share some photos this month to help guide the sermons. And this week, he sent me wolf photos, along with this note. He writes, "Wolves, together with humans, are the two most widely ranged mammals in the world. But wolves were almost entirely eradicated from the lower 48 states, including Colorado, by the 1940s. In the 1970s and 80s, Americans changed their attitudes and began restoring wolves to Yellowstone in 1995 and 96. And those seed packs can now be found in almost a dozen states." Jad notes that he works with a subspecies that was the hardest hit, C. lupus nubilis, the cloud wolves. They were exterminated from 99% of their original range that included Colorado. Now, when Jad sends these photos, they aren't just any creature. When he sends us these photos, he is sending us photographs of displaced souls seeking a return to their home, seeking a return from the places they were forced from, the places they knew. Beautiful creatures that are in a process of return that required a lot of planning and intention. Their return was also met with hesitation and discomfort for some. And the spaces to which they return are now different, so familiar yet not unchanged. I couldn't help but see a connection to our current reality. Forced away, slowly returning, but returned they have. And for all the ways that phrase lone wolf gets used, that's not exactly how wolves exist. Only in moments of transition are they alone. They are highly social creatures. It's a defining part of their return because the wolves are returning together. Their care for one another, their social bonds support them in an uncertain and changing world. This is a certainty. This is a certainty that the word of wisdom of nature speaks to us. Do you hear nature speaking? Our connection, our community carries us. We need each other, especially in times of transition. This word of wisdom spoken by nature is also echoed in the wisdom of our scriptures. God's people, through many a circumstance beyond their control, though occasionally made worse and amplified by their own actions, God's people are no strangers to leaving the land they knew, carrying a desire to return. And they too, upon their return, find places they knew now changed, but still familiar. And so God invited communities of people to return with purpose and with hope, not being stuck in what had been, but adapting to what is, all the while in pursuit of what could be. Now, our scripture today picks up after a long description, a vivid description of the hardship and suffering of exile. The scripture names the afflictions of being removed from what was home, and then it reminds us that as we return, God is present in our community amidst the social nature of our relationships. Hear the scripture again. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your children will prophesy. Your elders will dream dreams. Your young leaders will see visions. Even on my servants of all genders, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth. What we hear is a promise that will be fulfilled when we are together. It's a promise that takes a pack. After being gone and seeking to return, each and every one of us is invited. More than that, each and every one of us is needed to dream the dreams, to share the words of hope, to see the visions of what can be. This is an instruction from God that we must be about something new, even in our return. The elders don't simply recount the way things used to be. They dream dreams. Those who serve don't simply take orders. They're spirit-filled. A successful and healthy return is a social and communal effort led by the Spirit of the divine. That is how we return. So do we have a plan? Yes. Yes, we have a plan. Is that plan the extent of what will happen and the limits of what will be taking place? No. No, it's not. It's merely a framework on which to begin and to build. Our leadership has been at work to bring us back in person safely. So much effort. What we will dream and do once we return, that is for God to yet reveal. And I cannot wait to see and hear what dreams and visions and words of hope God will offer through you. I can't wait for the surprises God has in store that will build upon the plans we have. The plans will keep us safe and God will call us forward. You know, there was a plan for the return of wolves in Colorado too. In fact, last year, voters here in Colorado approved a measure instructing wildlife officials to reintroduce wolves in our state. Funny story, before the wildlife officials could begin this intentional plan, wolves were discovered to have returned on their own. Three of them. Well, that is until last week, when their new pups arrived.